A major breakthrough in the fight against cervical cancer was made when Ian Frazer discovered and developed a vaccine for human papillomavirus virus last year. Ian Frazer was named Australian of the Year for his work, which targets HPV, otherwise known as genital warts, the major cause of cervical cancer among women. While the vaccine is now being rolled out across Australia with an advertising campaign targeting teenage girls, its real hope lies in developing countries. Professor Alex Crandon, Director of the Gynecological Cancer Centre of Queensland, says cervical cancer is the main cause of death among women in developing countries.
This vaccine can be made available in underdeveloped countries. It's got the potential to save millions of lives. It is largely a preventable disease. Now, if you go to underdeveloped countries, in those countries that have no pap smear screening at all, the biggest cause of death amongst women will be cancer of the cervix. Because underdeveloped countries don't have good health services, they usually present with advanced disease where cure is really not a serious option.
Cervical cancer is just one form of gynecological cancer, which can cause death among women, especially if not detected early. Other gynecological cancers include cancer of the uterus, vagina, vulva, and ovarian cancer. Professor Crandon says there needs to be greater awareness among women and the general community of gynecological cancers, in the same way the breast cancer campaign has captured people's attention. A woman dies every 8 hours in Australia of some sort of gynecological cancer, but Professor Crandon says many women may be missing out on vital treatment due to information sharing problems in the health industry and a lack of gynecological oncologists in southeast Queensland hospitals.
Probably only about half of the women in Queensland who are diagnosed with ovarian cancer end up being treated by a gynecological oncologist. This means that the half that aren't, we don't know how well they're treated. So we know that half of the women in Queensland that develop ovarian cancer never ever get to a gynae oncologist to be treated. It will contribute to a higher death rate. There's a lot of evidence for that. The difficulty is we don't know who's treating them or where they're treating them because we can't get at the information.
Support for women diagnosed with a gynecological cancer is available through the Gynecological Cancer Society, which offers support to women as well as their partners who may be experiencing difficulty in coping with this invasive cancer, which attacks a woman's reproductive system and sexual organs. Jordana Caputo reporting for CCN Online.